I've got it. Last week, people asked me, why did you interview a player who was injured? And now I've got a player with blood all over him, on his guernsey and on the back of his head. He's popped a washer on the back and a cap. But I've got Will Batson with me here. You're my Leopold Sporty's player of the day because in dominant performance like that, it was certainly the first half that set up that that huge win for your team, and you were absolutely instrumental in getting them a lead into halftime, you know, over six goals. You kicked four of them yourself, really set the game alight with your pace and, you know, your craftiness up forward. So well done on a fantastic game. Must feel amazing right now.
Yeah, pretty special. Absolute cracking performance from the boys, to be honest. Yeah, I don't think anyone probably predicted that. And, yeah, we just came out here and just thought, let's just have a crack and don't even... We've been playing pretty much eliminations finals since, what, round 15. So we just, yeah, keep that rolling, really. Yep.
And just chatting to, you know, coaches throughout my journey in this role, I like to try and understand what might have happened pre-game that made you come out all guns blazing. Was there a special address? Was there something different in the lead-up that meant that you guys were just switched on from that opening bounce and, you know, clearly they weren't, and you just came out with that intensity? Can you pinpoint anything that really got you guys going?
I think, yeah, just our run of form coming in was pretty something that we looked at, and we know that, yeah, if we keep on playing elimination finals, it feels like if we just keep on putting it out there, our game matches up against anyone, and that's the confidence, yeah, we go in as a side. And especially getting Noel McGregor back this week was pretty awesome, him and Tev playing together, so that really sets us up from the back line. So yeah, it's pretty great.
Batto, Kingy, Jason, Matty Dowling talking to you. We're only talking to you on Beyond the Boundary about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and little did we know we'd be calling you in an elimination final in the end of August. The belief that comes from a performance like this, obviously you made the run to the grand final last year, but local history is littered, and you know, being a St Mary's boy, that, you know, St Mary's in 2019 coming from an elimination final to win a flag, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that you can get some momentum up that can end up with something good on September 13.
Nah, exactly right. I guess, yeah, probably don't try and look that far ahead, but yeah, it's good to have a bloke like Harry Ling, who's actually been a part of that in the side. But I think, yeah, as I said, it's just about the belief. And week to week, we're going to probably take that. And, yeah, hopefully, just keep on rolling. Like, it's yeah, it's pretty fun when you're playing on a knife's edge like that and just keep the momentum rolling and with free spirit, really.
We know you. We know Geordie Harrison. You know, we know Harry Ling, Tev, Geordie Kerris from, you know, their GFL time, Lockie Walters, Lockie Smith, Jack Walters as well, Dale Kerr. But, you know, guys like, you know, Ryan Baker and Ike Hardman, Max Vigona, who we spoke to, and then Cam Hutchinson in the ruck, you know, what we would probably not know as the high-profile players have got roles, and they all played them well today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think probably, I would say three of those four I think you mentioned are probably going to be in our top three in the BNF. So that's how highly we rate them at the club. Yeah, it's not about the disposers. Like, Ike Hardman's probably shut down a lot of key forwards for a lot of clubs this year. And, yeah, goes under wraps. And Tractor, Ryan Baker has done a terrific job, especially when Noah and Tev were out for that middle half of that year. He's done an awesome job. So these blokes coming in and just, yeah, don't look out of place at all.
Will, congratulations. The other thing I think is the difference is that you got some bloke at full forward who can kick some goals. He goes, okay, I think Tim Delaney will be very disappointed. He probably blanketed him for a lot of the game, but he ended up with 4 goals, 5, which means you have a 10 or 12 shots at goal, you're going to kick some, and he's kicked a few this year for you.
Yeah, Grassy, no, he's awesome. He's awesome. He's honestly, he can turn a game on its head so quickly. So, yeah, just him, what, put another way, 4 or 5?
4, yeah.
Yeah, so,
4, yeah.
Yeah, it just shows how quickly you can get involved, which is, yeah, awesome. Awesome to play with.
And the bloke standing next to him, Jack Walters, he kicked 2 goals, 4. He looked very dangerous, especially early doors when you and him were both going at it. he plays very nicely as a sort of a second or third tall, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He can play both. He can honestly play small, like my role, and then he can play Grassy's role. So with Wally, yeah, he's got the best of both worlds, honestly. He's really crafty, especially after his knee. Had the year off last year. It's good to see him back out here and actually getting in some real cracking form.
For 40 Winks, find the perfect bed for your body. Speaking with our Leopold Sporty's Player of the Day, Will Batson, here's Matty Dowling on Carrick Footy.
Will, it's Matt Dowling. Congratulations on the win today and progressing to another week next week. The wing role that you play and the ability to then push hard forward and hit the scoreboard, it's really valuable. Talk to us a little bit about how you've developed your game in that area to be able to do that.
that?
I think it's a wing's a funny position because you really get structured, you get told to be that cover back, but I think, yeah, I like to think that when I play in a wing I can outwork anyone and match it up against the best, so I like to try and see who I'm playing on, and if I don't know them then see if they can run forward with me, and if they can then it's going to be a big good battle, long day, but if not then I can really take my stride, which is fun.
Yeah, and I thought that you guys defended really well today. What's sort of the theme around that for the finals? And then more to that question, do you have an overarching theme for finals?
Not really. I think, as I said before, like, we're playing every game as an elimination final, and that's what it is, and that's what we've played for the last 6 weeks. So we'll just continue probably putting that theme into our game and talking about it during the week, and our form's looking pretty good. So, it starts from the back. So, like, it really does help having these blokes in our team that just can run off the halfback flank, can take intercept marks. Like, they really set us up nicely, which is great.
Now, Will, the most important questions for the Leopold Sporties. You know where the Leopold Sporties is?
Yeah,
that's good. Well, we heard from the president that about 95% of you don't actually live in Anglesey. So where do you live? Do you live close?
Oh, I'm actually... I'm in Melbourne.
Don't you
Richmond.
Remember that? Oh, yeah, you are too, aren't you? You're driving down. You're bloody further away than everybody. You're sharing a house with a few boys, aren't you?
Yeah, Shergs.
That's right. Shergs. No.
Todd Williams is actually just sitting right next to you, right here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, we're not sharing it with any of them. Now, so are you swinging... Did we say...
No, not Flynn Shergwin, by the way.
Darcy. Yeah, the other one, yeah. Are you swinging hands with anybody? Have you got a girlfriend? Have you got a partner? Have you got a boyfriend? I just have to say that, you know.
Yeah, I've got Izzy. Izzy's my girlfriend, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you might take her the Leopold Sporties.
Absolutely.
Okay, but if you weren't, you're going to take a good bloke from the Anglesey Footy Club. Who would you take? Who's a good bloke who you'd take from the Anglesey Footy Club?
It's a tough question.
Yeah, just one though, not the whole team, just one.
Be tossing up between two, I'd say, it'd have to be... actually, it's hard. I feel like I'm going to hurt someone's feelings. I'd say Harry Ling. Jack Walter's close second though.
Harry Ling?
Lingy's a great player.
All right, Harry Ling.
And the other... Ling and Walters both played some areas.
Yeah, of course. But thank God you didn't say Tev. Anyway, who would you not take? Who's a pest or a reptile at the club who you would never take to the Leopold Sporties? There must be one.
Oh, it'd have to be Noel McGregor Dawson. Absolute pest.
Absolute I would have guessed that.
He's just an energizer, bunny. He just doesn't stop.
Oh, that is gold. That is gold. Well done, Will.
Appreciate you chatting to us. I never thought we'd be talking twice in about six weeks. And your old man talking to him earlier, Dave. Obviously, you know, St Mary's is your club, but he's even embraced. He's wearing his Anglesey gear and all that.
Yeah, he loves it. I'm sure his mates think it's too flash, but
Chergs was standing next to him. He wasn't too happy about it, I think.
No, definitely not. He had the dries he had on, so
too.
It's pretty
he
funny.
Did too, that's right.
Well done, Batto. Congratulations. May it continue through the final series for you. Back here next Sunday for a clash with Queenscliff. Well done today.
Absolutely. Thanks, lads. Awesome.
40 Winks, find the perfect bed for your body.
40 Winks post-game interview.